If you've been living in Connecticut for even the last 5 years, you have probably noticed a real shift in our winters. I was born and raised in Connecticut. I'm used to growing up with basically snow starting around Thanksgiving and going until even, you know, March, April, still getting snowstorms. But that really hasn't been the storyline the last few winters. It's been very mild, and that's really impacted a lot of our environment. For example, we have a tick expert who comes on the show pretty frequently because there's really no such thing as tick seasons anymore. We have ticks all year round in Connecticut, and we have been hearing about reports of more rodents. We've heard about more pests in people's yards, and so naturally, a lot of people are curious about pest control in their yards. But as soon as they go to pick up the phone and talk to a pest control company, they also have a lot of fears. What does this mean for my animals, my pets? What does it mean for my young children? And you can imagine pest control companies are also getting these inquiries pretty frequently. And so we are very happy to talk to one of our local pest control companies here in Connecticut. Chris Laricchia is here from Rescue One Pest, Termite, and Wildlife Control. And Chris, welcome to WICC. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Melissa.
Yeah, I mean, certainly can you attest to what we were just talking about? Are you getting a lot of calls from people who want to take care of the pests in their yards, but they're certainly nervous about potentially poisoning their pets or their children?
Yes, that's a question that frequently comes up in the pest control industry in general. Today, everything that we are able to get as supplies go, pest control companies in general, are EPA safe. So each pesticide, each rodenticide has an EPA number. And that's all the products that the EPA will allow pest control companies to use. And so they do all their tests on each product and deems it safe to use in residential and commercial businesses. So in general, I always tell my customers, everything that we use and the way we apply it is the safest method for each product. So each product is safe as long as you have a pest control company experience, license doing the pest control.
Chris, if you don't mind me asking, how long have you been in this sector of work?
So I've been doing it now for about 35 years.
Okay, so you know a thing or two about pest control is what I'm getting at.
Oh, yeah. I pretty much eat, sleep, and breathe it.
Okay. And the thing that I'm curious about is, have you noticed a real change in pest control measures? So what I mean by that is, again, going back to those mild winters, I know for our yard, for example, it feels like we have more treatments than we used to have when I was growing up in Connecticut decades ago. Now we have to get treatments, it seems like every 6 weeks or every few months, versus it felt like you did it once in the summer and that was the end of it. You were kind of done with it. Are you finding that things are changing with pest control because our weather is changing?
Yes, exactly. It sure is. And back in 1990 is when I first got into pest control. Back then, there was a season for everything. Mm-hmm. Season for termites, season for rodents, season for ticks, season for carpet ants. Now what we're seeing is, ever since then, and pretty much everyone hears it on the news, you know, climate change, things like that. It's real, like in the pest control industry. We see it as pest control companies. Every year we're seeing the tick season get longer. Carpenter ants, usually in the wintertime, they go dormant. They have like an antibody, antifreeze in their system. So it allows them to survive through the wintertime. And in the walls of people's homes and businesses, carpenter ant colonies are in there. And they're just like staying still. And that the antifreeze protects them from dying in the winter. So we're noticing that they're not standing still anymore. You know, the temperature, the freezing mark in Connecticut, the frost line in the ground is usually 3 feet. Well, that's rising now. So now we're seeing it well, like around about a foot and a half below rather before it was 3 feet. So all these different temperature changes, a few degrees every year, is having a big effect in the pest control industry. So we are seeing it.
Well, because again, we're talking to Chris Lavricchia, who is with Rescue One Pest, Termite, and Wildlife Control. He's been in this industry since 1990, so he knows not only how this industry works, but he's also seen a lot of changes over the past three decades. And so we're talking about not only the way that they have to handle pests, but I would imagine too, Chris, the numbers are astronomical. So, for example, I know I was talking to the Department of Agriculture, and while they didn't have any concrete examples per se, it wasn't crazy to hear, yeah, I know our rodent populations are a little bit higher than they typically are. And yeah, we're finding that again, ticks are here all year round and there is no break for tick season anymore. So has that mean changing your products, or is it just that you're treating more often?
We always recommend at least treating every 3 months. A lot of the products today have a longer residual on it than they used to years ago. So, and we also work with customers that we call it IPM, Integrated Pest Management, and that's using other methods rather than just, you know, treating and spraying and using rodenticides. So that's includes clipping back shrubbery and trimming back tree limbs so they don't overhang the house, correcting moisture problems. So all that being said, that helps too. But yeah, we are, you know, with the hotter summers, with the colder, you know, with not so much colder winters now, some of the products we do change around, because with the heat, especially in the summertime, it breaks down faster. So, but with years ago, you could get away with every 3 months. Now, a lot of our service programs are every other month because of that reason, because of higher amounts of activity we're seeing.
So we have Chris Lavricchia here, who is with Rescue One Pest, Termite, and Wildlife Control. And we've been talking about not only pest control in your own backyard, but just some of the things we've been seeing in recent years, because we have more mild winters in Connecticut. We're seeing that there's no real such thing as seasons per se, like tick season. They're here now all year round. So that means that pest control companies have had to change some of the ways that they handle the properties across Connecticut. I wanted to get your professional take on something, Chris, and I want to make this very clear to the listeners. Chris has absolutely nothing to do with the incident that happened at the Beardsley Zoo last year. This was in our news in February because it became public news that two of the monkeys on property at the Beardsley Zoo died after ingesting a rodent that had ingested poison. If you could follow that timeline. And so the question from some people when we shared this news was, so I understand when you are spraying the yards and all of that, that this is pretty humane. If your dogs go outside afterwards, they're okay. But how does that happen where if, let's say, because look, at the end of the day, dogs are dogs, animals are animals, even cats. I have a cat that loves to hunt. If you are using a pest control or a poison, if you will, and your cat takes a bite out of a rodent, then how, you know, are they then going to get sick?
Yeah, since I've been doing this since 1990, I never had an incident where one of our customers' pets ever got sick.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. For the most part, with the licensed pest control operators, which are great in Connecticut, one of our jobs is to protect environment and make sure that we are making sure the environment is safe and things like that. That's one of the biggest reasons as far as our licenses go and all of our training that we do. We do training every year. We have to have a certain amount of credits for our training licenses. So, you know, Connecticut does a great job with that being said, as far as making sure that each pest control company, that we protect the environment. Just like with toothpaste, you know, there's a chemical in it. You know, every product out there, you know, as long as you put it in the right manner and follow the label directions, in my expertise opinion, everything is safe. You're going to have like different instances sometimes, but for the most part, as far as my confidence goes in each products that we use and how we use it, it protects the environment. It protects customers, pets and family and kids. So that's pretty much like my take on that.
Okay. And really quick, Chris, if people wanted to contact you, I forgot to ask this in the very beginning, but where are you located?
So we do all over Connecticut, and we have 6 technicians throughout Connecticut serving all the towns. So feel free to give us a call if you have any problems. We do pest control, termite control, wildlife control. So we pretty much do everything, even rodent cleanouts and sanitizing too.
Okay. And again, this is Rescue One, Pest, Termite, and Wildlife Control. And Chris Larikia, I want to thank you so much for giving us all of this insight on WACC and taking time out of
You're
your
welcome.
Day to chat with us. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Melissa. Have a good day.
Of course, you too. Again, Chris Larikia with Rescue One, Pest, Termite, and Wildlife Control here on WICC.